When you think of the future of advanced robot-guided surgeries, you might think of lasers, right? Think again. A relatively new medical technology called high-intensity focused ultrasound uses acoustic waves far above the limits of the human ear to essentially disintegrate tumors in the prostate. And incredibly, in the brain. It's been used for several years now in the UK, although not yet in the United States. Dr. Caroline Moore is surgeon at the University College London Hospital. She works with high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. How does this technology differ than, say, the ultrasound that we are used to seeing to check on developing pregnancies or to diagnose heart problems?
This ultrasound is focused into a very accurate beam, which means that you can treat a very small part of an organ that you want to treat.
How about you as a surgeon? What are you doing when using HIFU to treat prostate cancer? Is the operation more or less automated? Are you focusing in on one place? What's happening? And operating the beam?
So first of all, it's a question of getting the position of the HIFU probe exactly right in relation to both the prostate and the area that you want to treat, and the rectum, which you don't want to treat. So first of all, it's a question of positioning the probe correctly, and then planning your treatment on the ultrasound screen by marking out very precisely the areas that you want to treat. And I base that decision on MRI scans and biopsies that have been done prior to the operation. And then during the procedure, it's a question of monitoring the screen carefully to check for heating of the rectum when you might need to take a break in the treatment, and also to check that changes are happening in the prostate in the areas that you want them. And sometimes you need to do some adjustments, putting water in around the probe or removing water from around the probe to get the distances just right to make sure that the focus of the beam is exactly where we want it to be.
What can HIFU do that you cannot accomplish through conventional means? And why, for example, does it make prostate cancer such a good candidate for this kind of surgery?
Well, it's really good for treating a small area of the prostate. So in traditional surgical terms, it would be very difficult to take out, say, half of the prostate and be left with good function in the rest of the prostate. But an ablative technology like HIFU can treat half of the prostate and then scar forms in that area, and the other half of the prostate can remain as it was, effectively.
Sometimes we do hear about these revolutionary medical technologies, but the cost of producing them is so staggering that it's questionable whether it would be practical. Any sense of the cost of these HIFU machines and whether the cost can be recouped?
Yes, I think they make quite good sense compared to other ways of treating the prostate. So in the UK, a typical machine might be around £100,000, and that cost, depending on how it's sort of shared out, would be recouped in probably 2 to 3 years. It's about a fifth the price of a robotic surgery.
And do they only use this at your hospital, or are other hospitals across the world or in the UK using it?
Yeah, so there are quite a lot of other hospitals across the UK and in Europe using it. It's not licensed in America at the moment.
What's the appeal for the patient in this case? The cost being less, it being less invasive? How would you paint out the advantage for someone who is receiving this kind of operation?
So the advantage is in the short stay in hospital. So almost all of our patients are done on a day surgery basis. They have the procedure and go home the same day. Preservation of sexual function is high. The majority of men will be able to get erections afterwards, with about 1 in 3 men needing tablets. And that's a lot better than the traditional surgical outcomes for that. And the risk of urine leakage is low. So it's about 1% if you have about half the prostate treated.
New Scientist recently wrote about HIFU being used for brain surgery. Where else in medicine do you think there are advantages for high-intensity focused ultrasound to become an asset or a standard practice?
So I think the kidney is an organ that could quite usefully be treated with HIFU. People have looked at that in different ways. So the barrier to ultrasound waves around the kidney or the ribs, but it is possible to use the space between the ribs to treat. So it's suitable really for solid organs. That's one of the most useful places for it.
Caroline Moore, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Caroline Moore, urologist and surgeon at the University College London Hospital, one of the hospitals in the UK using high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU, to treat prostate cancer. There's a link to much more on her and to New Scientist article on HIFU. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. High-intensity focused ultrasound may operate above the limits of the human ear, but that doesn't mean the operating room is a quiet place. Not unlike carpenters or artists or mechanics and other tradespeople, many surgeons prefer to whistle while they work, or in some cases, bang their heads. Word of Mouth's Taylor Quimby spoke to a couple of New Hampshire doctors to find out what is on their surgical playlist.
So I'll make this quick because I'm sure you're busy.
Okay.
Can you tell me your name and what you do?
Hi, I'm Dr. Quimby, and I'm a urologic surgeon at the Cheshire Medical Center in Keene, New Hampshire.
And you're my dad.
And I'm your dad.
Right. When you go into the operating room, do you have a choice of music? Like, how do you listen to music, or do you even get to listen to music?
So most of the time we do listen to music. We have essentially a kind of an iPod docking station.
What do you like to listen to? Say, you know, everything's going well, you're grooving along, you're jamming, you're doing your thing.
I would listen to some U2. You know, one of the things that I really remember was back in residency when I was a surgical intern, we used to play U2 during our closing, you know, Street with No Name, because it was just has that, you know, upbeat music to just get you to finish up and sew up a patient's abdomen. I wanna reach out and touch the flame
where the streets have no name. I happen to know that you listen to the Dark Knight soundtrack by
Absolutely.
Hans Zimmer a lot. Do you ever put that in the operating room?
Yes, I have put that in there. I've listened to that in the operating room. It's really actually great classical music.
My name is Paul Bettinger, and my specialty is hand surgery. I don't know if you remember the station K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So they've nicknamed me the Doc of Rock. I like to play heavy metal in the OR. I've been listening to heavy metal since I was a teenager, and I've been kind of playing heavy metal in the operating room ever since I've been in the operating room. And so now what I do is I kind of tailor the music to the level of anesthesia for the patient. So if they have general anesthesia, then the heavy stuff comes on.
Right.
And if they have kind of a regional anesthesia where they're kind of awake, then I put the lighter rock on.
What are your favorite bands or things to play?
Yeah, so for the heavy metal stuff, I like to play Korn and Metallica, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch. Today I played Avenged Sevenfold.
That's like really hard stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's heavy stuff. We're going for the hard stuff.
How do your nurses or, you know, the people that work with you, does everybody...
Yeah, they're all on board with it. They've gotten used to it over the years, and I've converted some people over to the dark side. Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested. There were times where I'd play some rap, and, you know, if I was playing like Eminem and he's really starting to go off,
yeah,
people would get a little upset. But most of the heavy metal stuff, they can't even understand the words, so they don't really, you know, they don't have the opportunity to be bothered by the words. They don't really understand it. You know?
It must be great for you compared to, say, being a dentist, where you're pretty much obligated to play really bad music.
Right, exactly.
While people are in the chair.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go into dentistry. I couldn't take the music.
The Doc of Rock, Paul Bettinger there, an orthopedic surgeon at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Hospital in Keene, speaking with producer Taylor Quimby. We're grateful that you could spend some time with us. Today, Word of Mouth's Rethink 2014 series explored the future of radio. Are the days of turning the dial over? Or has the rise of digital given birth to an audio renaissance? Tell us what you're listening to these days. Which radio shows and podcasts most excite you? The conversation is already hopping. It's on our Facebook page. Here are just a few of the programs already mentioned. Freakonomics Radio, The Moth, Selected Shorts, and Radiolab. So have we missed anything? Is there a podcast we just have to hear? After all, the best suggestions travel via word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.